And you have family?
Five children. My oldest son died at 42, mm-hmm. about 12 years ago. And twin girls and another daughter and a son in London, a young son.
And when did you move to Hamilton?
1986, when my wife died.
Okay.
I moved to my daughter.
Before that, where did you live?
Before that, I stayed in Kilvindale.
Kilvindale.
On Great Western Road. Uh-huh.
You're one of the examples of Jews who came to Scotland. Mm. A little bit of your story on the wall. Uh-huh. And also, there's a little bit, I think, about you in the Kinder Transport book. The Book of Memories that Rosa
Saccharin done. And years later, I've sort of tried to trace the family because, pardon me, I've got a son in London. I went to London and I went to the Red Cross and I gave him all the information because during the war you had only correspond through the Red Cross. He's got an official Red Cross sheet of paper. My mother wrote to my... She still had a brother, an older brother living there in Germany. And my grandfather was still there, then they ended up in the old age home, and that's it. Then the letter was sent to whoever, and they came back maybe weeks, months later, with the reply on the other side, and I could recognise my grandfather's handwriting, you know. And then things stopped, obviously. But then she mentioned that she got word that from her oldest brother, who also was in the German army. Don't know what happened to the family, except the older, he had three children. So the oldest boy was 2 years older than me, and he ended up in Argentina. So what happened during the school days, in the holidays, they were only maybe an hour or so away in the train. So my mother used to put me on the train up to the big town, bigger town than we stayed in, and see my uncle. The boy was 2 years older than me, the girl was 2 years younger than me, and that wee boy wasn't even at school. And they used to come over to my mother and visit as well in the holidays. So I went to the Red Cross in London and gave him the dates, the ages roughly, and the address. And for 2 years they couldn't trace anything. So I went to one of the meetings. And a week later, I saw a lady in the shopping centre in Giffnock, and she says, blah, blah, blah. I says, I'm trying to trace. She says, well, go and speak to Mr. So-and-so in the Maccabi. So I saw the lady, I can't even mind the name now. I saw the lady, and I gave her the old address and that. Within a month, I got a letter from Argentina. They traced the oldest boy.
Your cousin?
Uh-huh. What happened was that he got married over there. He had twin girls and a son got killed in a car accident. The twin girls, at that time, they were in their 40s. It's about 6 years ago now. So, sorry, last time I was there was 10 years ago. The reason they traced it is one of the twin girls never got married. She still had a maiden named Salomonzoon. So off I went to Argentina. My cousin died, 20-odd years now, and she died. But I met the two girls and a lot of friends. Still correspond with them, you know.
That's good.